Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us right now on the BetQL hotline, he is your president of basketball operations and general manager for the Dallas Mavericks, Donnie Nelson, joining us right here on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Donnie, good morning to you, sir.
You're in much need of prayer.
Because he's got to deal with me, I think, is the reason you're going there, right?
You got to put up with RJ on a daily basis, dude. Oh, my gosh. There's not enough money in Dallas.
See, that's why I wanted to have you on. I want to get my job back with the Legends. That's really what I want. I want you to get rid of old Sandman and get me back in there. But it's good to talk to you again, bud.
Once a legend, always a legend.
Simmer.
That is true.
Simmer.
That is true. It is true.
Donnie, let's start with your overall assessment of this season, given what this team went through from an adversity standpoint and how this season ended, unfortunately, at the hands of the Los Angeles Clippers for the second time in as many seasons.
You know, I guess, you know, now that we've had a day to step back and kind of gather, you never get over the disappointment. I mean, really, I think internally, inside the locker room, you know, obviously we had, you know, bigger designs on going deeper in the playoffs. And I just, to a man, to walk into American Airlines, I've never heard it that loud in those three games. And to not be able to deliver was, I think, probably the biggest frustration, you know, for us, besides the obvious. Which is every person's DNA in that locker room, not to mention coach and Mark, and is, you know, we're it's championship or anything south of that is, not good enough. But I think, that overall, you know, yes, we would have liked to taken the next step, get into the second round, you know, on this trajectory of, you know, Luka and KP and Timmy and, well, all the guys, you know, Dorian, and you go right down the list. You know, we've got young group of really, really good players, and we're hoping to get a little bit deeper into the playoffs. But overall, I would say that things are on schedule.
Donnie, I know getting KP to be that true number two, or even 1A, if you will, and reach his potential is key. Is there a fit issue with him in this offense?
You know, I think if you're Luka, just put yourself in his tracks for a second. You know, here's a guy that at the tender age of 22 is, you know, one of the top, you know, players in the league, and as any competitor, you think that the ball in your hands, whether it's a, you know, making the play, the pass, or the shot, you've got, you know, the best chance to, you know, make those decisions and advance your team. And again, when things grind down, you know, a little bit more to a halt in the playoffs, and it's a slugfest possession by possession, you know, type mm-hmm. deal, you know, it's easy to ascertain that, you know, maybe, you know, Luka could have, not just KP, but everyone, you know, could have maybe done a little bit, you know, better job in terms of delegation. And I think that's part of the maturing process. I think if you look at any you know, great player in the early, you know, days when they're, you know, you want to make every play and score every basket. But I think as you see Luka mature, he'll understand, you know, him getting, you know, 15, you know, assists is going to be as important to us winning and involving his teammates. And I think that's just, you know, part of him growing older and wiser.
Will you look to move Porzingis in the offseason?
You know, we like the fit. There's no question that he's had to alter his game. He's you know, he's really kind of from what his existence was in New York to what it is now. You know, we're we like the direction things are going in. We've got to do a little bit, you know, better job of incorporating him.
President and General Manager of the Dallas Mavericks, Donnie Nelson, joining us right here on the BetQL Hotline on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Donnie, you said yesterday during media availability that you want to be aggressive this offseason when it comes to player acquisition and trying to improve this team. What does that collaborative process look like between yourself, Mark Cuban, and Rick Carlisle when it comes to the voices in the room and what you guys are going to be looking for to try and add for this team going into this offseason?
Yeah, so no, I think, you know, once the dust settles a little bit and we get past the emotion of the moment, you know, it's us putting our, you know, heads together and then, you know, figuring out, you know, what Rick needs to really, you know, take the next step and ensure ourselves a deeper run. It's as simple as that.
Donnie, last offseason, you guys made a trade for Josh Richardson. And part of that trade, I think, was basically for the playoffs, right? Josh's ability to play defense in the playoffs and, you know, against this Clipper team. He kind of got lost on the bench this series. Jalen Brunson kind of got lost on the bench during this series. What happened there? For both those players to have, you know, such pivotal roles during the regular season and really contribute nothing this series?
You know, when you hit in the playoffs, it's who's playing hot at the time. You know, like I said, every possession is critical. Some of it has to do with the match. Some of it has to do with, you know, who's the hot hand. You know, you take Boban, for example. You know, here's a guy that doesn't play for long, you know, stretches during the regular season. All of a sudden is, you know, called into a starting role, you know. So there's a lot that goes into those decisions. And I think, those two guys, you know, unfortunately kind of we're subject to that.
Donnie, as you look at the overall composition of this basketball team, not just this year, but going into this offseason, into next year, what is your evaluation of the depth of this team, given what we saw, what happened in the Clippers series at times, and what you would like to see potentially improve as far as the depth is concerned going into next season?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the Clippers series, they had two seasoned veterans that took it to a different notch. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Kawhi and Paul George. I mean, those guys are two-way players that took it to a whole nother level. And look, we don't have that playoff experience. I was really proud of our young guys. The fact that they, won three games in a, you know, hostile environment, and that proves to us that we can, you know, win on the road, win meaningful, tough games. But, you know, we need to fortify, shore up some positions. We need to, I like our depth. You know, it's I think if we got the opportunity to, first of all, look from within and, you know, try to get some business done with some of our own guys, and then really look for, some of those guys that can really, grizzled, veteran players that can help us take it to another level. That'll be a priority.
Donnie, I want to take it back here to Luka for a sec, because you know, he is he's accounting for about 80% of the offense, be it points, assists, everything. What is ideal? Is it 50%, 60, 40? What is ideal for him? Like for him in terms of, you know, how many of the points he's actually directly responsible for?
Well, look, the reality is, you know, you want the ball in his hands a lot. You know, he can't play, you know, 48. And I think another factor was, you know, he's just playing a lot of minutes and he's involved in every possession. And, to put that kind of responsibility on, you know, one man's shoulders. Again, we need to delegate that out, you know, involve teammates, you know, get guys in rhythm a little bit, you know, earlier. Those are things that, again, we understand that's part of the maturation process, and we'll get there. But, you know, I think in terms of Luka, when the ball's in his hands, great things happen. You know, he's got that rare ability that the great ones have, you know, the Jason Kidds, and you go right down the line. I mean, it's magic. You know, he's got an incredible ability to see the floor and, you know, put it on the money with the best of them. I think, you know, this series was really, he felt that he could, you know, put the team on his back and carry in the end zone. And, you know, I think, again, we learned a lot of, you know, tough lessons as players, as coaches, management. And so it's going to be coming in next year with 2 years of playoffs under Luka's and KP's belt, and continuing to, you know, fortify the, you know, shore up the positions that we need.
Donnie, we love you, man. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for it's good to hear your voice again.
Always a pleasure, guys.
There he goes, president and general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, Donnie Nelson. Good to join us.
What? You didn't even
ask him for a job.
No, you're supposed to ask him, why are you ghosting me? You were supposed to ask him, why do you not return my text messages? You were supposed to go full ABC family after school special.
Groveling for a job was enough.
You don't need a job. You're working up here. You're good.
A second job. Got to have multiple streams of income.
Jeez.
If you want to be a millionaire, you got to have streams of income. And that $50 Legends gig was just...
Oh, just eating away?
Call my name.
Don't forget about the merchandise you got.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.